703 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. Tomorrow, celebration going on with 60th anniversary open house with First Call. And on the phone with us right now is Susan Whitmore, president and CEO with First Call. How are you doing this afternoon, Susan?
Great, thank you.
I'm glad to have you on the phone. Tell us about 60 years celebrating with First Call. What's going on? And tell us a little bit about First Call for those who don't know.
Sure. Well, First Call is, we're a nonprofit organization that provides recovery and prevention services for people with substance use disorders. And we've been around, as you just said, for 60 years. And back in 1958, when the organization was first founded, it was called the National Council on Alcoholism. And then later, the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence. And if you think back to 1958, there was much less understanding about substance use disorders, alcoholism, drug use in general. People thought it was a moral issue and not a health issue. And so it's a completely different story today in terms of the kind of services we provide. But originally, they were just there to support individuals and families who were struggling with it.
All right. So tell me about some of the things that's going on now with First Call and what you're doing to help reduce the impact of addiction.
Sure. Well, we have recovery advocates that work with individuals who are navigating treatment, detox treatment, aftercare, and kind of putting their lives back together after dealing with a substance use disorder. We also have services for family members who are impacted by a loved one's use of alcohol or drugs. And those are some of our most popular classes because it really does help people learn how to cope with addiction in their family and understand the impact that it has on other members of the family. And then we also do prevention work in the schools. We have prevention specialists that go into communities and schools to provide evidence-based programs to support kids so they don't start using drugs, or teach them tools to build their self-esteem and resilience so they don't engage in risky behaviors.
Okay. That's good work that First Call is doing. And so now tell us about what's going to happen tomorrow at the open house.
Sure. Well, it's from 4 to 7 in the afternoon and early evening, and we're going to have food and music and really interesting displays in a lot of the different rooms in the building, and hopefully a lot of our former, because we've been around for so long, we have a lot of board members and former board members and people that have been engaged with the agency for a long time. So we're going to be celebrating them and their service to us, and basically just welcoming the community to come in and see our awesome location.
And tell us where that location is at.
Sure. It's 9091 State Line Road. And so it's just a little bit south of the Ward Parkway Mall on State Line Road and on the Missouri side. And it's a beautiful blue-green glass 3-story building.
Nice. If they want more information on the open house or just get more information on First Call, period, who can they contact or where do they need to go?
Sure. It's firstcallkc.org is our website, firstcallkc.org. Or we also have a 24/7 call line, which is 816-361-5900. And that's a real important number for people to have if you are having difficulty with a substance use disorder, or if you have a loved one who is having that problem. You can get connected with a recovery advocate or family services counselor right away. That number is 816-361-5900. But that number will also give you information about the open house if you need directions or can't remember the time. But it is tomorrow, the 8th of November, Thursday afternoon at 4 all the way up to 7 o'clock.
All right, Susan, I appreciate these details. Thank you for calling in and giving us this information. And definitely
sure
appreciate
thing.
The work that First Call is doing here in the community.
Thank you so much.